Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Scott Gerber's here, too. Scott's back. Scott's the founder and CEO of Gerber Enterprises. He's also the founder of Young Entrepreneurship Entrepreneur Council, Young Entrepreneur Council. He's the author of Never Get a Real Job, and he's here to talk to us about some really important stuff he's working on these days. Scott Gerber, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Scott, you've really taken this Young Entrepreneur thing, Young Entrepreneur Council, to the next level with some new things you're working on. I'm real proud of you for this. Tell the audience what you're working on.
Sure. So if you remember last time we were talking, the YEC was working on a campaign called Fix Young America, and the goal of that was basically, you know, let's create an agenda of how we can help millennials from the start, whether it is politically motivated through policy, whether it is actual private enterprise solutions, and we comprise about 35 solutions that we want to see.
Hold on, Scott. Let's make sure everybody knows who the millennials are. So that, you know, they're not. Most of them are not aliens, but who are they?
These are folks that have been born after 1977, are 20 and 30 somethings who basically are underemployed or unemployed as a result of the new economy. Those are the people we serve, and we want to be out there giving them new solutions. So we found these various different ways that we can help them, and now we've gone about starting to enact the various solutions that we came about in that agenda. And so this next program is the first solution we've created as a result of that, called Startup Lab. And Startup Lab at Citibank is actually the founding presenting sponsor. And basically, we are creating a free virtual mentorship program over Facebook. And this is for really any entrepreneur. You can check it out at mystartuplab.com.
So you're not going to ask me for my birth certificate if I go there, right?
No, maybe your kindergarten transcripts, but you know, but it's one of those things, Jim, where we feel that the real key to being a successful business owner, you know, there's all things about the ABCs and the 1-2-3s, but you need a mentor. You need somebody who is going to help you, not just to inspire you, but to provide you with actionable and tangible advice. And so we've gotten some of the best people in business from every market sector and industry.
Right. Did we lose him? The Young Entrepreneurship Council is, we're gonna get Scott back on here, but one of the things he's doing is in this mentorship thing is really important. I agree with him 100%. The problem with just learning, just studying, which all of us should be doing, we should all be studying and learning more about the fundamentals of running a business, but there's something about having someone available to you who has been there and done that, someone who's made some mistakes, someone you can listen to, someone that when you talk to them, you don't feel like you're, you know, one of the problems that people have when they're starting a business, young and or not so young, is they feel like they're supposed to know stuff. That's one of the reasons why I started doing the show, is they feel like they're supposed to know stuff, but really they're not. And so because they don't know something, because they lack some information, they're reluctant to call somebody or to go up to somebody and say, hey, I don't understand cash flow. I don't know how to get a loan at a bank. I don't know how to hire an employee. I don't know how to set up a sales compensation plan, a commission plan. I don't know how to design a website, whatever. Whatever it may be, so many people believe that they're supposed to know all that stuff. And if they don't know it, it makes them look dumb, and so they don't ask the question way too many times. Maybe you're asking some questions, but you're probably not asking enough questions, and that's the reason why a mentor is a good idea. That's the reason why it's a good idea, and maybe more than one mentor. Maybe you need to have a mentor for, you know, the financial part, a mentor for the marketing part. These are people that you can either hire them. They can be business coaches, they can be consultants, or you can find organizations like SCORE, organizations like the Young Entrepreneurship Entrepreneur Council. You got different organizations out there, but mentoring is a great thing for you to think about. And Scott, you were telling us about some of the people that you got lined up in all these different groups. How do they come together with the people who join you on your Facebook program?
Sure. So basically through live interactive video chats, it's sort of like a video chat, a Skype sort of program, if you will, people are basically able to ask questions from anywhere in the world during a one-hour live chat and have direct access to these rock stars. Yeah. And so basically, you know, in the last couple of months in our testing, we've seen that we've had upwards of, sometimes as many as 10 to 20,000 people asking questions before, during, and after these live chats with these mentors. It's been really spectacular. And now with mystartuplab.com, we've basically found a way to open it up to anybody and any organization that wants to provide this to either themselves or, of course, their organization's members.
Right, right. Give us an example of some of the things that they'll be able to take advantage of there.
So basically, you know, there's a few things that we think were really crucial when we were developing this program. The first was obviously the mentorship, and the second was takeaway information. And so we also have free ebooks that are coming out every 2 weeks on a variety of different topics. We have tons of how-to articles, over 5,000 to start. And we basically have the ability to, you know, really tap into these folks on any subject matter. So, you know, literally by logging onto this website and signing up via Facebook, if you have a question that's burning about how do you increase cash flows, or what happens when you get into a lawsuit, or whatever business issue you have, you now have a community that can support all these different answers and all these different questions that you can turn to whenever you need it.
Mm-hmm. Very, very smart. Very good. Very good idea. And so... And what's the cost for this?
It is absolutely free. You know, basically when the YEC was created, 2.5 years ago, we said that as part of our mission, we wanted to help support the entrepreneurial ecosystem, and we wanted to find ways to give back because we as a collective have been very successful. And so basically this is our program to give back to entrepreneurs and small business owners everywhere. There are no hidden fees. There are no hidden costs. You have to give your email address and sign up via Facebook just so we can deliver various things like ebooks to your email account, but there's absolutely no hidden agenda here.
Are there more resources other than just the live video chat?
So basically, if you're an organization, like, for example, we work with tons of organizations.
I've got to take a quick break here. Are there more resources besides live video chats, articles, that kind of thing?
Yes, there are.
Lots of other stuff there, not just that.
Lots of other stuff.
So a lot of reasons to go there, folks. Give us the website quickly again, Scott.
MyStartupLab.com.
MyStartupLab.com. Check it out. Quick break. Back with Scott Gerber right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.